Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now. Well, hello and welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment. I'm Mark Haywood, joined today by Kyle Alexander of Mach 1 Financial Group. He is your retirement income planning specialist serving you in Northwest Arkansas. For more information about the firm, you can always check out mach-1financial.com or you can call 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. Come in for a visit with the team. Find out how they can help you with your retirement situation. Kyle, how are you doing today?
Mark, I'm doing great. I appreciate you asking. Are you ready for a big season of sports? Man, it's all around the corner, isn't it?
Football,
basketball, baseball, hockey, it's all here, man.
This is my favorite time of year. I mean, we're getting into the middle of football season where it's really heating up for the race to the playoffs. Basketball is starting back up here in another month or so. I mean, there's just a lot of good stuff happening. And if you're a sports fan, I don't know how you get anything done on the weekends.
Well, the good thing for me is I have plenty of work to do, and I have to pick what I watch. So I guess in prioritization of my life, that's what we'll focus on.
That's right. If you want to be able to enjoy it on Saturday, you got to prepare during the week. Yep. And in the same vein, you were waiting for that tie-in, I'm sure. In the same vein, you got to be ready for retirement. And that is a question that is incredibly popular. We get it all the time. Are you ready for retirement? It seems there are a lot of people who have reached that quote-unquote retirement age who say that they don't want to retire. Do you find this is usually because they enjoy their job, or is it a defense mechanism because they feel like they can't retire for financial reasons?
You know, Mark, this is all almost a psychological analysis of the human nature, right? So I think the funny thing is that once you've reached that apex of your career, the respect, you know, the friendships, the accolades, the community involvement, and all of that is really so fulfilling for most people that they really have a hard time walking away from their job. You get caught up in the accolades that you get from working, or maybe a little adrenaline rush or something that you get in terms of feedback for doing a job well. And, you know, those compliments really, you know, they help a person feel better about themselves. And hey, we're all human, right? And we all want to be productive. We want to feel needed and valued. And I think that overall, from what I've observed in this career, is that people, when they retire, a lot of them feel that they're losing that respect or admiration, and some of these things actually dissipate. And those are typically the people that want to stick around and work for a long time. You know, these people that I'm talking about that just really enjoy the camaraderie of working, they're typically the ones that probably love their job. They may not love the work, but they love their job. They love the atmosphere, and they love the type of psychological boost they get from feeling valued. And I think that's kind of that psychological analysis I was talking about. So typically, what's funny as well from my observation is these are the same people that can best afford to retire, typically. That's really an odd situation. You know, the folks that feel like they can't retire because of financial reasons can also sometimes fall into this category. But it's usually those folks that love their job so much and they've been doing it for so long, but it wasn't for the money, it was for a different reason, right? And so they might actually fall into this category, but they don't really feel the drive to retire because they love what they do. People that really want to retire kind of fall into three camps. These are the people that hate their job and the work, people that need to retire because of maybe some health issues or family concerns or other concerns that are really encroaching on their ability to work. And then finally, you know, you have those people that have a hobby or perhaps a bucket list that they want to pursue. And by virtue of those three categories, you can see why perhaps they might feel like they can't retire for financial reasons. But really the key is this. If you're under 50, you can potentially change the future outcome of retirement for you and what it's going to feel like in retirement with just a simple set of retirement goals and a financial plan to achieve those goals. And in reality, an investment advisor, specifically a fiduciary, can help you, you know, chart that course and achieve that outcome. And even if you're close to retirement, and maybe haven't done a great job of planning. An investment advisor can help you understand the whole retirement picture, the financial picture that you're in, so that you can at least pick your ideal retirement date and understand your options relative to retirement income and how that can impact your lifestyle. And at least you can make an informed decision. I think in the end, regardless of where you fall on that spectrum, all of us at some point want to retire for some reason or another. It's really dictated about, you know, the kind of plan that you had in place as to how long you have to work and how prepared you are to pull the plug and walk away. Hopefully folks that are listening today can walk away from this show saying, you know, I know exactly what I need to do to get ready for that day. And I've been preparing for many years and I'm very confident that I'm ready. And those that can't say that, maybe they'll pick up, you know, their phone and call a friend or perhaps call a trusted advisor and talk to them and maybe put together a plan.
Right. I know you and the team at Mach 1 Financial Group are really good at helping people sort through those questions of, am I ready to retire financially? And also psychologically, like you said, people derive purpose from their work. I know my grandfather has been retired for years. He's in his late 80s. And he still, when we go out to dinner as a family, insists on being the one to pay for everybody, the grandkids, the cousins, right, aunts and uncles, because he derives that sense of purpose from being able to do that. And so with your work, it's not just dollars and cents we're talking when you come to that question of, am I ready to walk out of the office? It's, do I have purpose? Do I have something that I'm retiring to? And as I said, I know right. that you and your team are good at helping people think through those questions. And if you're listening and have similar questions, you can call 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. We'll give that number out again later on, but want you to have that in case you've been thinking through this question yourself and are wondering, am I ready to retire? Do I have the finances in place to do so? And am I ready to retire with purpose? Kyle, for those people who actually are financially able to retire comfortably but lack confidence to do so, where do you think that lack of confidence comes from?
You know, in my experience, that lack of confidence actually comes from perhaps a bit of fear of the unknown. You know, that results from not perhaps having put together a retirement roadmap or a financial plan. Quite simply, they haven't analyzed the problem. They don't understand their numbers. And perhaps they've just heard horror stories of other retirees who probably also walked unprepared into retirement. Perhaps these same friends or neighbors shared an experience with them that involved an unexpected illness or expense, which really impacted their financial wherewithal. And ultimately, those stories will impact virtually anyone's confidence in their plan, right? And really, it's just like prepping for your college exams, right? Preparation instills confidence. Confidence enables success. And you know, success emboldens a person to action. I mean, if you think about coaches the world over, we talked about sports earlier. This is exactly the reason why so much planning and preparation, exercise, cultivation of a team environment, all those things are so important to ensure victory, right, in the end. And really, the same is true for preparing for retirement. It's probably the ultimate goal, right, for most people. So my suggestion is do a budget, evaluate your 401k, visit with your spouse and talk about your bucket list. What do you want to do in retirement? What are your goals? Prep that bucket list, you know, of the things that you'd like to achieve in retirement. And then maybe even schedule an appointment with a financial advisor to check your math and are your numbers panning out the way you want them to. And then you can finalize the path to retirement and get the confidence that you need from your financial coach. And ultimately, if you have that confidence, then you're emboldened to action, right? And that's what I want for all of our clients, and I want for really all of my friends and neighbors here in this community to have that sense of confidence about their retirement and enjoy it.
And how do you leave people with that sense of confidence, Kyle? How do you help people find a solution when you've determined that they need to work longer than they wanted or planned to? Can you give us an example of a time when you've helped somebody to work through that very issue?
Yeah, it's a really good point, Mark. You know, I don't want to go into specific cases on the radio because somebody might think that, hey, Kyle's talking about me. But from a process standpoint, I'll give you five key factors. Number one, we collect all the data, tax, budget information, your investment portfolio, how it's invested, your income stream, and all of the key components of a financial picture, right? And then we complete a retirement analysis and develop a comprehensive risk assessment to derive an investment portfolio of strategies that can help them achieve their financial goals. Number three, we'll help the client find ways to perhaps cut costs or control spending and manage a budget so that they don't run out of money too soon in retirement. And number four, we'll discuss their dreams for retirement and determine, you know, are they going to be able to achieve those dreams or do they need to scale back on some of those bucket list items and pick the ones that are really most important to them. And then finally, we'll help that person make the connections they need to make in the community if indeed they find out that they have to go back to work or perhaps even look for a different type of opportunity, maybe in a charitable organization or something along those lines. So we're connected in the community and can help steer you through some of those thoughts and other ideas. I mean, that's the thing about an advisor. It doesn't have to be all about finances. It doesn't have to be all about the retirement picture. It can be about all the practical things in life too. And I think that's what makes a good advisor great is your ability and willingness to help somebody on all the different facets that really direct their financial picture.
Yeah, that's interesting, Kyle. You talk about being invested in people and being invested in the community. What happens if somebody comes in? What happens if they call that number, 479-876-2100, come in and sit down with you and the team?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. Obviously, we're not always available 24/7. We do have appointments that we're maintaining for our clients. So having a call in advance is helpful so we can get you on the schedule and use your time efficiently also. That being said, I have had people just stop by and say, hey, does anybody have time to answer some questions for me? I mean, we have on our signpost all the time, you know, ask us a question about retirement. We'd love to hear from you. And we do that on our webpage. We do it on our signboard and all of that. And so I have no issue with somebody just dropping by and asking questions. Glad to help. For the first time somebody comes in and gets a free consultation, what we typically do is we listen to them. We want to know about them. We want to learn about what's interesting to them, what's important to them, what do they want to achieve in life or in their retirement. What's their family situation like? Do those family concerns or perhaps concerns of faith or health or other issues, are they driving some financial stress in their lives? Those are the things we want to know about because ultimately that helps us tailor a potential solution for that person. Obviously, we won't be able to solve every problem under the sun. I mean, that's ridiculous to even try to pitch that. But by listening, we can at least help people kind of cultivate some thoughts and maybe the right questions to ask of other experts or perhaps we can give them some direction as well to make the best decisions for their financial needs. And happy to do that at any time and certainly welcome people to come in and have that conversation.
If you'd like to have that conversation with Kyle Alexander and the team at Mach 1 Financial Group, all you have to do is call 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. If you have questions about your financial situation, if you're wondering if you're ready to retire, give the team a call, 479-876-2100. Find out how they can help you with your unique planning situation. That's 479-876-2100. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.